have a very special guest joining me in the studio today. Biola, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Shazzy.
Excellent. Now, Biola, you are in the finance industry. What first got you interested in it?
Actually, it's not an industry I've always imagined myself working in. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to become a teacher. And I'm also interested in international relations and politics and that field. But the reason why I guess I started working in finance was because I'm actually interested in complexity, things that are complex and problem solving. And I get to do that on a daily basis. And also, it's a great way to, I guess, develop your analytical skills, because that's a skill I feel that's not one of my strengths. So, yeah.
Ah, so you wanted to kind of build on.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. That's really cool. So what do you love the most about it?
That's actually a hard question. Yeah. I've never even asked myself that question.
Yeah, it is tough to ask, like, what something that you do all the time and what you really enjoy about it. Is it, because you mentioned a lot about analytical side, so is that something you find enjoyable?
Yes. Recently, at first I would be like, no, I'm not doing that. But what I like, I guess you get to solve problems, and the finance industry is very broad. Mm. So it's not just all about numbers. I guess there's a customer service side to it, and you do get to also, I guess, communicate with people on a daily basis, and the things that I learn at work, I'm able to apply it in my personal life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what I like.
Nice. And so, do you think that there are a lot of women in finance when you first started?
I've recently started working in finance, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't have, I guess, the exact answer. But from what I've seen, to answer that question honestly, there are a few women, but I believe there could be more.
Mm. How do you think? Do you have any ideas, perhaps, of how we can get more women in the industry? More recruitment, getting your friends, letting them know that yes, it's not that bad.
Yes, actually, I should, you know, just give them my resume and be like,
oh, they could just use you.
Yeah, I should do that, actually.
Yeah, use it as a plan. What would you say to people out there who are thinking that working in finance is too hard?
Nothing is too hard. I know that sounds very basic, but when I first started, I didn't have, I guess, the skills. Mm-hmm. And I feel like skills can be learned. Mm. You can be trained. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're willing, you will learn it. And that's what your managers are there for. They're there to train you and help you. And, you know, if they see something in you and they hire you, then the rest is fine. They can train you. And for me personally, when I started, I didn't have any experience in finance. Mm-hmm. So there are people that I've worked with that have been there for 10 years, you know. But the difference is those who are willing to learn. So at one point, they didn't know anything. So when you start, it's okay if you don't know anything. As long as you're willing to learn and work with your managers, you'll be fine.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Do you think that's one of, you know, the biggest misconceptions that people have about working in finance?
I guess, yeah. People would say you have to know numbers. It's like, no, I do not know numbers. I don't know maths. I say that with confidence all the time. There's calculators.
And
there's calculators and there's all formulas. You're taught everything. I guess it goes back to what I said. As long as you're willing to learn, you know, that's basically what it goes down to. And you don't have to just, you know, not everything revolves around the numbers. I guess there's different fields that you can work in.
What advice would you give to someone thinking of entering a job in the finance sector?
Like I always do, ask a lot of questions.
That's good. That's a good one.
No, that might sound, I guess, I don't know, basic or just straightforward, but that does help you a lot. When I was confused with things I didn't understand, I had to ask a lot of questions. That saves you a lot, instead of you just, you know, going into the work and doing something and then you make more mistakes. You know, you can save yourself a lot of time and trouble when you ask for questions, ask for help, because that's what they're there for, you know, to help you. People are more willing to help you when you actually say, hey, I don't understand this. Then you just, I guess, do something and then later on, you know, things go wrong.
Yeah.
And then I would also say, know what is expected of you and be willing to deliver it well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to keep in mind that them giving you that role, there's things that they expect you to, you know, do. Some things you're taught, some things I guess they feel like you should know coming there. So, and expect long hours. Mm-hmm. There's times where you would work overtime, like, you know, but it's life. So it comes with
it. It's life. Yeah, you can say that again.
Yeah.
And so You're also passionate about leadership. Why so?
Personally, I believe everything revolves around leadership, whether it's in work, your personal life, everything. You know, I feel like whether it's an organization, a business, or whatever, it cannot go further than its leader. Mm-hmm. You pave the way for your team, you know, you create the way for them. And the vision that you hold and you share with them is what they gotta take. And in a way, I feel like leadership is not just about position. Mm. It's about character. So that character that you hold is the image and the standard that you set for the people around you. So, yeah, that's why.
I like that.
Yeah.
Which national or international leaders do you look up to and why?
Okay, I've got a few.
Yeah, go for it.
On top of my head, I look up to Nelson Mandela. Mm-hmm. I look up to him. Dr. Miles Monroe, he's passed away. He's from the Bahamas, I'm pretty sure. Yes, sorry. And I like Condoleezza Rice. She was, she worked in American government and Oprah.
Oh, yes.
Going back to Dr. Miles Monroe, that's where I guess I learned a lot about leadership. So he talks, basically, if you watch him YouTube or read his books, he talks a lot about leadership principles. And his core message is always about character. Leadership is defined by character, not how many followers you have or how many people in your organization or how many people in your church. You know, it's about the character when no one is watching you. A person who leads is a person who leads with integrity. So that's what I would say.
I like that. Do you have a big leadership goal that you'd like to share?
That's a hard question.
An ultimate, where you see yourself, like, you know, standing up there next to Oprah, shaking hands with Barack Obama.
Actually, that is one of them. I would love to meet Oprah.
Yes.
Let's hope she hears this somehow.
Yes, Oprah, if you're listening, Biola wants to meet you.
I don't mind my address, but...
Don't worry. We'll let you know, Oprah. Just call the station. Triple H, 100.1 FM.
A big leadership goal.
Yeah.
At this age and at this point in my life and everything I'm learning, I would say the first thing, my priority is equipping myself first. Mm. That's my main goal when it comes to leadership, equipping myself in character, mindset, in heart. You know, before I am handed all, I work for some, I guess, work my way up in a position, you know, where I'm able to lead a large team, whether it's a project or whatever. If I don't have the character, I'm unable to lead, mm-hmm. you know. So that's my first and foremost. That's a priority for me to, I guess, equip myself mentally. So to have the right mindset, you know, the mindset that it's not about me, you know, it's about my team. We are working for whatever the vision is. You have to remember that first. And then I guess with the heart, what I mean by that is you have to understand you're working with humans. So that's one thing I've seen that many also. One thing I've seen that people often forget, we're working with humans. People will have issues and I guess situations, things will go out of hand. And you have to remember that as long as you're working with humans, there will always be issues. And coming off and I guess being empathetic towards them. And yeah,
I think that's excellent. It's a lot to know, and it's really good to be equipped for when you enter into whatever it is you decide to enter into in life.
Yeah, that's a start. I guess one of my main goals is to obviously in life be in a position where I'm able to influence. So yeah, that is like a long-term goal, and create opportunities for other people. So
nice. Yeah. Well, Biola, thank you so much for joining me today in the studio. It's great having you.
Thanks for having me.